the historical Konstancin from above. Let's begin our meeting in Konstancin Jeziorna from the journey in space and time. It is 1897. Jeziorka River flows lazily among the fields, woods, and barren lands of Obory village. Standing over the river, the Count Skurzewski looks around and, with his mind's eye, draws the plans of a summer resort designed according to the best Western models. The area for investment belonged to the family of the Count Potulicki, and in honor of his mother, Konstancja Potulicka-Skurzewska, Witold called this place Konstancja. The undertaking was well thought through, and its capital amounted to 20,000 rubles. The Improved Summer Resort Stock Society was formed to reach this goal. Valerian Kronenberg, a prominent planner and garden designer, the creator of the park at the Tsar's Hunting Lodge in Spawa, as well as the park at the racecourse in Pole Mokotowskie in Warsaw, was the author of the first park complex in Konstancin. Lack of documentation and the post-war neglect make the reconstruction of the first design of the park impossible. The author of the plan, the sworn surveyor Kazimierz Madaliński, divided the area into similar residential lots of approximately 3,300 square meters. The common areas were carefully planned. There were two parks, roads and walking lanes, railway station, casino, waterworks and the power station. The project is extraordinary for its time and its combination of bravery, passion and dreams. The first holiday resort was located between Jeziorka River and today's Piłsudskiego and Sienkiewicza Street. The pipes were laid, the whole area was electrified and connected to the telephone exchange. In total, 261 lots were put on sale, and their future owners had to abide by many restrictions. The lots couldn't be further divided or sold in parts. The buildings couldn't stand closer to the street than 10 ells, and their maximum height couldn't exceed the height of two floors. The streets were called the alleys and were laid out in straight lines, an order one may easily notice when walking in the neighborhood today. The majority of the buildings dates to the end of the 19th century. Their variety of styles and patterns is characteristic to the Belle Epoque. They were designed by the best Warsaw architects. The whole idea of the Konstancin Holiday Resort was for its time remarkably modern. Already in 1898, the Wilanów Narrow Gauge Railway was modernized. Every 2 hours it ran on the route to the Keksholm Roundabout, today's neighborhood of Unii Lubelskiej Square. Moreover, it gained a new station at the then Słowackiego Street, today's Wierzejewskiego Street. A telephone line linked Konstancin to the world. 100 subscribers were connected to the exchange, and since 1937, the exchange was fully automated. Konstancin as a luxurious summer resort was popular since the beginning of its existence. Industrialists, bankers, entrepreneurs, physicians, merchants, artists, the wealthiest citizens of Warsaw, started to build their houses there. In the division plans of 1903, the area was divided into grounds for common use and the lots for sale. In 1917, the summer resort acquired the status of a health resort, and already then, Konstancin was considered a luxurious one. The National Census of 1921 provides information that Konstancin at the time had 96 buildings and 500 inhabitants. Until the Second World War, 110 villas were built. The number of inhabitants increased until then to 900, and during the season was rising by further 1,500. Among the visitors were many celebrities. Until the war, Konstancin served the citizens of Warsaw as a fashionable holiday resort, but also, thanks to the local flora and woods overgrowing the significant part of the town, as the so-called climate station for persons suffering from heart diseases or in need to calm their nerves. By the curiosity of nature, in the neighborhood of Konstancin and Obory, the vegetation blooms with pink flowers, typical for the alpine meadows.